Thank you, sir. What an amazing job by the worship team. Guys, thank y'all so much for just continuing to lead us into worship. I see a few of y'all in here. I get up here all the time and talk about y'all. But the most, God has impacted me so much through worship sessions and just getting to encounter him in the presence. And y'all just do an amazing job. I'm so thankful for y'all. You know, I was praying about today. I have not taught since youth camp. I did two teachings at youth camp. Me and Jen just ran the youth camp, and I said, I need some time to recover. I was like, it was so much fun, but also, that was a lot. But God powerfully impacted those kids, so always well worth it. And they're already begging us for the next one, right? And so. I'm super excited about that. As some people have talked about, that, like, as I was preparing for this week, I just felt this heaviness this week. And obviously, some of us have talked about the tragic events of this week, but also, and our thoughts and prayers are out to their families and friends. But also, we also remember a day, 9/11, as most of y'all remember, and how impactful it just shook our nation to the core. And before I taught, I just felt like God wanted me to say this, that to me, that, as most of y'all know, my name's Tyler Young. I'm an associate pastor here, but also I'm a lieutenant paramedic at the fire department in Jacksonville. And so the reality of what happened in the events, it does hit me pretty close. And so as I was preparing this week and just seeing all this, you know, getting to relive and feel this weight and heaviness, it reminds me a lot of, we go on a lot of calls to where people encounter, you know, death. I've been on calls to where I've basically been around or encountered death in many different forms, whether it's an older or younger person, whether it's an accident or just age, getting to that point, traumatic events or injuries, or suicide or murder. You know, I've been around those scenes, and I've experienced it in a way that I hope most people don't have to, in all honesty. And so when I think about those events and I feel the weight of this week, I'm reminded what gets me through those times where I'm out there. It's through the peace and hope that God brings me. It's through the relationship with God. And I can say I've been on scenes to where people have had relationship with God, and there's a peace and there's a comfort there. And then I've been on the scenes to where it's just chaos and there's no order and there's no God. There's that relationship with God isn't there. Let me tell you, the difference is incredibly hard. And so as I think about that, and I just encourage you that, you know, I don't know why God put this on my heart, but if you haven't followed God, if you haven't entered into a relationship with him, today's a great day. We're going to have prayer teams at the end to pray for you. And so I'd highly encourage you, especially during events like this. It just reminds me of that need I have, that when I feel that disturbance, when I feel all those things, I have someone to rely on. And so whenever I feel that, after those calls, I go back and I just sit in his presence and I talk to him and we work it out. And so if you haven't encountered that, I highly encourage you to do that. And so that's just, I'm going to pray and then I'm going to go into my teaching. It's not going to be as heavy as that. So dear God, I thank you for today. I thank you for just this amazing group of people that come and just worship your name and encounter you. And I just ask that as we go through today, those of us that haven't entered in that relationship, we make that decision today, Lord, and follow you with joy and happiness and peace. And then as we go through today, just give me the words to speak, Lord. Amen. All right, guys. So, like I said, I haven't taught since youth camp. Super excited. I taught this teaching actually at the camp, last night of the camp. And then Miss Jen did an amazing job. I would even consider it a part two of what I taught. She taught the following Sunday. She did a really amazing job. If you haven't heard it, you need to go back and listen to it. July 20th, maybe. It's on our podcast. And we have a podcast. You know, you can go onto Apple, follow Grace Fellowship, and we have all of our teachings. And so I miss teachings. I get to go back and listen to that because my job, I'm like this last Sunday, I missed Pastor Allen's teaching. But got to go back and listen to it, and it was so impactful. So if you get an opportunity, you have spare time, get on there. We got great stuff there. And so, but this teaching that I have, I've been sitting on it for about a year now, close to. God put little pieces on my heart, and I was like, oh, I'm teaching it next week. And then I just kept feeling like God was saying, just wait a moment. And so then youth camp came, and I felt like God told me to teach it. And it's just, the big thing is, it's what I felt like God said is, He wants to bring clarity today, which I thought was awesome that Katie shared that, right? We did not communicate that. She said it. I was like, oh, man, I heard from the Lord, you know? And so I really feel like that God wants to bring clarity. I feel like God wants to bring take a moment today to remove what's blocking us from seeing Him as that good God. I always, when the kids yell, I always smile because it reminds me of my boys. As soon as I got off this morning, as soon as I walked in, they were just yelling at me, attacking me with these little kittens. I was like, what is going on? But and okay, whatever, I guess. But we wrestled and had fun. But I want to tell you all a story. This is one of my favorite stories about this individual. I know somebody. I'm related to this guy. And one day he got a welding mask, and he had built this welder, don't ask me how, and it was questionable. It was not, he built it, or he, you know, made the wire and pieces, parts together. So he had this welder, and he went out and bought this amazing, like, nice, I know nothing about welding, but he said that this is like a amazing mask. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And he's like, no, I don't think you understand. This thing is going to be amazing. I'm like, what exactly are you welding that you need this mask? He's like, I want to touch up that trailer. Like, okay, like one job, but he got this mask and he was so excited about it. And he gets everything set up and he was telling me about it and he was excited. And he gets everything set up, puts it on, slams it down. And he said he could not see a single thing. And he thought, oh, maybe I got to start this up and start working and I could see it. He did the first line, could not see anything, like did a tear. I don't know welding again, but it looked awful. Like I was like, oh my gosh. And so he's like this. All of a sudden it went from the best mask to this piece of junk. And so he's talking about disappointed, talking about taking it back. And he looks at the mask and he goes, oh, what is this? And he saw two flaps and he pulled it down and a piece of the face shield, the mask, the glass came down. And there was the instructions for the mask in between two panels of glass where he looks out. He said, as soon as I removed that, I could see perfectly and I was able to do the job. It still looked okay, but like he was able to see. And as I was praying about today, God reminded me of that story, and I felt like once he removed that out of his, like, obstructing his view, he was able to see what was true, and I felt like God said that today, what we have is we have a vision of God, we have a view of God, and we have the lens that we look through it, and sometimes through life, through tragic events or pains, frustrations, these things come and obstruct it. And so it blocks our view of God. And it's not only the view that I look at God, but it's the view I look at the world around me, right? And so I look at, all of a sudden, I have this obstruction hit my windshield, and all of a sudden, I see Pastor Allen through this obstruction, right? And all of a sudden, I see him through this lens that's not true, and it's depicting a picture of him or of my family that's not true, right? And so I start acting out of what I see. And so as I was praying about it, I looked back at my life, and I just see God through my life just helping me through instances like this. And so I remember as a young guy, I'm about to graduate high school, I had no idea what I was going to do. I had no idea what I felt like God wanted me to do. I had no vision. And if I'm being honest, I felt extremely hopeless and frustrated. I had people, well-meaning people, coming up to me and trying to help me, give me options. And I felt like I was drowning. I was so overwhelmed. I remember this feeling. And the thing that was blocking my lens at that time was I felt hopeless. I felt like I really felt like a failure because I felt like I should have been at this point already, right? And so I'm feeling all these emotions. And I'm feeling all this stuff. And then God brought me to a moment of clarity that really changed the direction of my life. It changed all those feelings. It changed all of that. And I'm going to dive into that in a second and break down, but I really want to touch on this first real quick. Look at me. I'm using the Bible verses when I'm teaching. They were always sometimes, and I love their guys give me feedback all the time, and they're like, Tyler, you didn't use a single Bible verse. I'm like, you're 100% right. You know, I can't say anything. And so God really spoke on to me about this, and he showed me Acts 9. It's the story of basically, if I were to condense it, it's the story of when Saul became Paul, right? And so it says in there, I'm going to paraphrase some of it. I'll read some of it. But it said, meanwhile, while he's still breathing murderous threats, because he's killing all the people that believe Christ. He was someone that was going out finding these people, and he was going after with a very angry passion to see it wiped away, Christians. And so he's going after these people, and he's on the road, and he's going to go get them as prisoners and take them to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. That'd be scary. You know, I hope that I always stay on the side of like the gentle voice of God, you know, that directs me. This guy got a flash of light around him and said, Saul, why do you persecute me? And he's like, who are you? You know, at that point. And he said, I'm Jesus who you are persecuting. He said, now get up, go in the city, and you will be told what you must do. There's men around him that were just in shock. Like, I don't want to be that guy either, that like somebody gets a flash of lightning. I would never be around that guy again in my life. But so a flash goes around, and whenever Saul gets up and opens his eyes, he realizes he cannot see at all. And so he goes in the city, sits there for a few days, not eating or drinking. God brings someone to him, and he prays for him, right? I got to get down, because this guy has a discussion, because he knows who Saul is. He knows that Saul has been killing all these guys and stuff. And so he's like, Lord, you know, maybe my brother could go. that's my prayer. Like, maybe my brother can go save this person. But so he ends up going into this house, and he says, the Lord who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes and he could see again. He got up, was baptized, and he ate and regained his strength. And from there, he went from Saul to Paul, and he changed the very way that we encounter God. Like, if you look through the Bible, the way that he set up how we interact with God, the characteristics of God. He explained in detail how to walk out with authority. He did things. He set the culture of where we are today, right? And so something God spoke very powerfully to me is that I feel like so many of us feel like we can't see, we don't have direction, and we don't know what's going on. And we look at our lives and we feel that hopelessness and fear. And I know in my life so many times I wrote the story of, well, this is how it ends. I'm going to always be like this. And I felt like God said, don't write the end of your story before he does, right? Because he's got a perfect ending to your story. He wants to impart power. He wants to impart authority. He wants to give you gifts and blessings. He has great things for y'all guys. And so as we look at this story, I see, oh man, I've allowed things to obstruct how I view him. I've allowed instances in my life to take away from the good God that He is and the love that He has for me. And so as I'm going to get back to my story, and so what ended up happening, I'm feeling this failure, hopelessness, and I go to my grandparents' house, and I'm sitting in my grandpa's den, which is where you should have encounters like this. Like, it's got deer on the wall, it's got fish on the wall, guns, and we're watching hunting through the night. It's the Lord is there. You know, that when you want to line up with the Lord, that's the point where you need to be. But so I'm sitting there, my brother fell asleep, and I'm feeling this overwhelmedness, and I cannot sleep. I feel this anxiety of what am I going to do? And I felt like God, I can't remember many times where I heard His voice directly, but I heard His voice, and He told me a person to look up and listen to. I'm like, well, I know who it is. So I looked up this little 5-minute video, and this guy talked about that no matter what, that God has made us with extreme value, and the situations that we're in and what we're going through and what's going on in our lives, that doesn't depict or decrease the value. And it felt like something was immediately removed, and I saw, oh man, like God has a destiny for me. It's not just to live my life and just get by and just survive and be full of anger the rest of my life, but He wants me to live in fullness of Him. And so as I'm sitting there, God brought that clarity. And in just a very small moment, I had clarity, and I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to talk to people and encounter people, to release them and encourage them to be all that they're called to be. I want to encourage people to follow their destinies and stuff. And so as I was thinking about this and writing this teaching, God spoke to me. Y'all know, if you've been here any length of time, God speaks to me through kids' movies. And I am perfectly okay with that. I had, I think it was Jacob today. He said, what Disney movie are you going to teach today? I said, well, you got to wait, man, because that's how I keep you in, you know. And he said, well, I'm glad you're here and confidently teaching on kids' movies. I'm like, I'm going to take that as a compliment, Jacob. But and so I love movies, and so this is one that when I think about it, it's extremely hard for me to talk about because it really hits me hard. And I taught on it at the youth conference. It's How to Train Your Dragon. If you've never seen the movie, it's been out for almost probably 15 to 20 years. No spoiler needed. You should have watched the movie by now, you know. But in this movie, there's this kid, and he wants to be like his dad. His dad's the strongest Viking that kills dragons. Like, he is the man. He's the chief. He's everything. And he wants to be like his dad. Well, then he finds out that he just can't kill dragons. And he ends up actually becoming friends with one and riding it. And he becomes this person who flies in the skies with these dragons. And in the midst of all this, though, there's this turmoil that between him and his dad. His dad is a hard man. His dad expects him to be exactly this way. And when he's not, he just gets on to him. And at some point through the movie, he's just hard to be around. At some point in the movie, he finds out that he's been hanging out with this dragon. And he actually, at that point, says, "You aren't my son." And he walks away, and he goes and tries to find where all the dragons are. And then the son comes in, and he ends up saving the dad. And the dad has a time of clarity, I would highlight, that his son was being everything he was called to be. And the box that he put on his son wasn't who he was called to be. As I'm reading this and I'm watching this, you see a change, and a dragon ends up actually in the first movie saving his son's life. And he changes from that moment, so much so that in the second movie, he had a mom that was taken by the dragons, and you really should watch the movie, it's pretty good. And they thought she had died. Well, then they end up finding her, you know. And the dad finds her, and the mother thinks the dad's going to respond to the old way, right? She's explaining herself of what happened, why she stayed away. She's explaining, and then at some point she just told him, just shout, do something. And with complete patience and a soft voice, that guy spoke to how beautiful she was and how she was more beautiful than the day that she left. And when I look at the first movie and I watch him, as a dad, I think, I do not want to be like that. But then, when I watch how he transformed, I realize that everything I want to be. And so this guy completely changed. And all it took, it didn't take years. It didn't take an incredible amount of time. All it took was him having a moment where it was very clear of what was going on. All the anger went away. All the frustration. All the rage. And he was able to see his son the way that he was supposed to see him. And through that, he saw the world around him differently. So today, what I feel like is that God's calling us to see the world around us differently. But first, we got to see ourselves that way. He had to forgive himself. He had to get to this place to where he wasn't holding on to stuff like that anymore. And some of you, I think y'all need this moment of clarity. Y'all just need to feel this. And then some of us, we know, I've got a song. It was too long to play, but I'm going to read the first verse and then the chorus. But so, and I would preface this with the first verse, this might be you, or it might be I can stand up and say that there's parts of me that is this first verse as I read it. And then there's parts of me that sees it, and I see people that are just broken around me. And people that are hurting and that don't know the love of God or aren't walking in a relationship with God. And then the second part, the chorus, is the answer. And so I'm going to read this first part. And it's hard for me. I've been listening to this song for like 5 days now, and I can't stop crying over it. And so it says, I'm here again. 1,000 miles away from you. A broken mess scattered to pieces, scattered pieces of who I am. I tried so hard. I thought I could do this on my own. And I've lost so much along the way. I can stand here and say, man, there's areas that was in times where that was me, 100%. And then I read it and I also hear people. I read it and I see people that I really love and care about that are not in a relationship with God, that are broken, that are daily I go on calls to where it's just like I'm around broken people, just hurting people. And so what I would like to actually do is, If that portion adheres to you or somebody, we'll close our eyes. Just raise your hand. I won't be raising my hand just so everyone knows. And so if that's everyone, close your eyes. And then what I'm going to do is you can raise your hand and I'm going to read the verse and I'm going to read, or the chorus, and it's going to be reading over you. And so so the chorus goes, "Then I see your face. I know I'm finally yours. I find everything that I thought I lost before." It says, "You call my name. And I come to you in pieces so you can make me whole." So today I'm going to just pray for us. And so today, dear God, I'm so thankful for, as we see your face, that you make us whole, Lord. And as we're broken, as we're feeling these emotions, Lord, that we get to encounter you today, Lord. And I'm so thankful for what you've done in our lives. I'm so thankful for the clarity that you're bringing about, Lord. And if there's people here today, or people that we know today, Lord, we just speak into those lives, Lord. And that we're never too far away from you. It just takes a very small, like a moment of clarity, and we can see through what you have for us. And as we stand there, you take away what's obstructing, what's keeping us back, and you encourage us forward, that you're the good Father, that you have great things for us. And I'm so thankful for all that you've done for us. I'm so thankful for all that you continue to do. Amen. So if you felt like that song touched you, or if you felt like that you just need a moment of clarity, if everyone will stand up, and prayer teams, if y'all come forward. I would encourage y'all to come up and get prayer. I think extremely, what God has is just extremely powerful for today. And also, if you feel like, man, I've never had a relationship with God or encountered his love in a deep way, hey, come up here. And if we got to form more prayer teams, we will. But I'm just so thankful for y'all. And so, all right, and that's all I have today. Y'all are released. Thank y'all so much.